Okay, so just get comfortable. All the microphones are pretty much like calibrated.
Should I sit here? Should I sit over there?
Anywhere you feel comfortable with, sir.
I know,
there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm back side pocket. Sorry for that interlude. We went away, so you're just going to have to find out who those people are later. So I have a guest here. He's so awesome, we legit have him twice. It's going to be amazing. Sir, could you please introduce yourself to the mic?
Sure, I go by the name of Manny Faces.
Manny Faces. I only see one, or is there more than meets the eye?
Well, you know, my head spins around and transforms.
Cool, you're the original Transformer. I like it. you just had your first Hope.
Yeah, my first Hope, first virginity experience here. It was fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I've seen parts of it on the live stream on my laptop. It's a good crowd.
Yeah, yeah,
receptive crowd. Yeah,
yeah. The lights came on, and I said, "Where do you guys all come
so,
from?"
So, quick question now: What made you want to? First of all, before we even get in that, can you describe a bit of like your background? One of your main projects known as Newsbeat?
Yes, for sure. For a long time, I've been among other things, an independent journalist covering hip-hop music and culture in and around New York City.
Mm.
So part of that is entailed, obviously, the artistry and the rappers and the DJs and producers and the events and all the good things. But what I take a special interest in is people who are using hip-hop music, culture, and spirit in very unique ways, mm-hmm. or in innovative ways, in education or in health and wellness or in technology.
Because so much of our media, especially audio-wise, is just like so like soulless nowadays. And, like I feel like it's like just with like lost aim and without purpose. And, and even the purpose is manufactured and beaded over your head here. So it's nice to see someone bringing soul back to the digital airwaves.
That's interesting. Yeah, for sure. So we just been trying to cover the people who are doing really incredible work in a field that doesn't maybe get the attention that it deserves. And I've done it through writing, and now we're doing it through the Newsbeat project, which is a fascinating, I think, an amalgamation of technologies and personalities and mediums all into one beautiful podcast.
Nice. So so one of the things, because I met you, we had a hip-hop hackathon in Brooklyn recently,
So
I finally got to see you in person.
Yeah.
What are some of the, because the way I described it is that you give a lot of times the voice to the voicelessness.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the voice to the suppressed. So what are some of those people and subjects?
Yeah, so I mean, Newsbeat's kind of mantra is social justice journalism, civil liberties journalism. It's kind of the tack we take. So we're looking at, and just to very, very briefly, it's a podcast that melds music and interviews with activists and journalists and academics. And we run it all under music, and then we invite hip-hop artists to participate and drop lyrics that are relevant to that particular issue. So a lot of the issues that we cover almost exclusively are social justice issues. So we talk about, obviously, the big problems of our day, mass incarceration. We talk about the prison youth system. We talk about felony disenfranchisement laws, sort of these things that affect generally people of color and other marginalized communities. We talk about the government's war on dissent and how they're creating laws in response to people protesting. And, you know, these weird little things that are happening that obviously aren't going to get your mainstream news coverage.
Right.
We try to tell the stories of these people who are generally either, I don't want to say doing the right thing, because we do try to stay sort of objective, but just kind of laying it out there for the people to say, hey, here's what's happening to these people, and let's talk about it.
One of the things is that, to me it is important to be, to some degree, at least personally, morally right. I think what also gets lost in our current media is being, it's going to be where it's going, like, actively right. Mm. Meaning, like, the methodology of what you're doing, how you're saying it, how you're implementing it.
Right.
Because, once again, a lot of our media, I feel like, is soulless today.
Right.
And where was I going with this?
Or talking head driven.
Yes, talking heads.
Right.
I have some talking heads here.
but we got soul, so we're good.
Yes. And like I said, the methodology on that. So from what I understand, you keep talking about hip-hop, so it's just like, because I've heard some episodes, and we're actually going to try to play a little snippet for you eventually here as the page loads. So it's like there's like you deliver like news bites along with local interviews, and you mix them together, and like it's not just a hip-hop soundtrack, it's an actual like it's a like original recording.
It's almost like a score.
Yeah.
Like if you were to score a news program, and we do have the interviews. It's weird to describe, because, people say, oh, it's hip-hop, so it's like Hamilton. You guys rap the news. No. We do have rappers that are rapping about the issue, but they're definitely interspersed with interviews, media clips, and it's a narrative. So when you say, when we say talking heads driven, mm-hmm. we're not. You don't even hear us. You hear the voices.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the people we talk to describe either something they study in great detail or they have experienced. in great detail. Mm. And that soundtrack, that score, just kind of lends a little bit of mood, mm-hmm. you know, and reflectiveness to it. So I do that. I'm the producer, so that's, you know, what I do to try to make it very listenable. But it's also very powerful and very compelling.
Yeah. I think that's great that you that one thing that separates your types of news reporting from much of the cacophony out there on the internet and on cable and all other platforms is the fact that you're looking for people who've had experience in this, and like it's always hard to say words in sort of journalistic integrity. So when the way I, if I could paraphrase for you here, when you say experience, it's not experience like, oh, I am an award-winning journalist and have gone to school for this, right. or I work with this news organization and that. It's people right. who like, if there is a shooting happening, these are the victims. These were the people that arrested right. the person. This is it's the ground boots that are there. That often get filtered through and then soundbited and slapped on a product and right. shipped out.
And some analysts coming in to tell yeah. you what they meant.
Right. Yeah, and that, right. that goes again to like the methodology where so much of our news is regurgitated. Something that I often study a lot because as someone who studies social engineering mm-hmm. is the, you may have heard this, is the concept of the Mandela effect.
Yeah,
and you can create false memories from that. Yeah, yeah. It was in your talk yeah. where you say things, I'll give a...
I called it the Mandela syndrome by accident.
Ah, yeah.